AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Republicans blocked the formation of a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
For trying to sweep the horrors of that day under the rug because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Our democracy has long endured because leaders of good faith, even if they disagreed, even at political cost, shared a fidelity to the truth. Not so today.
The vote was 54 to 35, short of the 60 votes needed to end a filibuster and take up a House-passed bill that would have formed a 10-member bipartisan commission. Schumer adds that the Republicans, for some reason, fear Trump.
Donald Trump is a bane to our democracy. And unless people in his own party stand up to him, it's bad for the party, it's bad for those individuals, but most of all, it's bad for the country.
Six Republicans voted with Democrats to move forward. 11 senators, including 9 Republicans, missed the vote. Harris County Sheriff's officials in Houston have fired 10 detention workers and a deputy following the death of a jail inmate from head injuries in February.
11 terminations were announced by Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, who's apologized to the family of Jaquari Simmons and says their trust has been betrayed. An internal affairs investigation found Simmons had gotten into 2 physical fights with detention officers February 16th. Simmons was evaluated at a jail clinic and supposed to get x-rayed, but didn't. He was found unresponsive in his cell the next day. The officers are accused of excessive force, failing to document the use of force, not intervening when a fellow officer used force, and making false statements to investigators. There's also a criminal case underway. 6 other detention officers have been suspended and placed on probation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Parks around the country taking reservations online ahead of expected large crowds this summer as the pandemic and its restrictions ease. Ed Donahue has more.
Marissa Huntington's usual theory when going to Adirondack Mountain Reserve in New York is you snooze, you lose. Not with advanced reservations.
Pull in, show them our reservation, our name, and we could park. I didn't have to worry about getting here at 4:30 in the morning to get a spot.
The park's John Schuler says the idea is to increase accessibility.
In a fair and equitable manner for all levels of hikers.
The reservation system offers a trade-off to visitors, sacrificing spontaneity and ease of access for benefits like a guaranteed parking spot and more elbow room in the woods. Shanza Faruqi is okay with that.
It's a little more difficult, but if that's what we need to do to preserve the land, then it's not too cumbersome.
The number of Americans who hiked last year increased by more than 8 million, the largest one-year gain on record.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.